Yirmiyahu Perachov Zion Pasuk Yud Zion. The Ila Nishmas B'tzal Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. Yirmiyahu is warning the people not to listen to the Nevi'im and to the pundits who all know better. Al Tishmu Aleihem, don't listen to them. Ivdu Es Melech Bavel Vichyu, serve the king of Babylon and you will live. Lomasihi Ha'ir Azos Charba, why should the great city of Yerushalayim be absolutely destroyed? Says the Mitzvah Dovin, if you don't accept being subordinated to Bavel, the city will be destroyed, the Kalim will be gone forever. We'll see in a minute the rest of the Kalim will be taken away. This is a very ironic thing, because if you, like I, were younger when you saw the movie Braveheart when it came out, the message of the movie, thanks to Mel Gibson, that great lover of Jews, was all about freedom! You have to be free! No matter what, you have to be free. Better to die as a free man than to live under the yoke of anyone else. And the Navi is telling us that is absolutely false. What you think is freedom is anarchy, and what you think is freedom is suicide. Are you free to kill yourself? Well, in America today, we like to say that you are. Assisted death. But I'll tell you something, says the Navi, better to live under the yoke of the foreign empire, which is going to be finite and whose time will pass, than to be free and self-satisfied with your own death of pestilence. Fascinating message in the America that we live in, where we like to scream that freedom is more important than everything. At times, it's not. Listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always more important than everything. Yilches v'im nevi'im heim, if they are, in fact, prophets, these false nevi'im, v'im yesh dvar Hashem itam, and if the word of God is with them, yifku nav Hashem tzavakos. Let them daven to Hashem. Let them cry out, entreat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'voltivo ha'kelem ha'nosarim b'beis Hashem, u'beis melech Yehud of Yerushalayim bavela. Don't ask for the old kelem to come back. It's not going to happen. Judaism is a profoundly practical religion. And we don't spend a whole lot of time wishing the past away. It doesn't work. But there's more kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. You want those taken away? The kelim in the king's treasure house, you want those taken away too? Daven to keep what you have, not to try to get back the former glory that can't be revisited. Yotes kicho amar Hashem tzavakos el ha'amudim v'al hayom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke concerning the great pillars of the Beis HaMikdash, which are, in fact, as we're going to see at the very end of Yirmiyah, carried off by the Babylonians. Huge, great copper pillars. We spent perek after perek learning about these at the beginning of Sefer Melachim Aleph. Such painstaking psukim describing how those pillars were made, and they're just going to be carried away. And the Yam Shel Shlomo, the gorgeous Yam Shel Shlomo, on the backs of 12 copper oxen facing in all directions, giant size of 10 mikvos at least, Baal HaMechonos, and on of the wagons and bases of the 10 kiorim that he had rolling around in the Beis HaMikdash. The glorious kelim that we had, Baal Yeser HaKelim HaNosarim Bo'ir HaZos. And the remaining kelim which remain in the city right now, for the moment. Chav HaSher Lo Lekocham Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel Baglo So Es Yichon Yaven Yehoyakim Melech Yehudam Yerushalayim Bavela. Those are the kelim that were not taken by Nebuchadnezzar, the emperor of Babylon, when he exiled Yechaniah, the son of Yehoyakim, king of Yehuda, from Yerushalayim to Bavel, based called Chore Yehuda of Yerushalayim. And all the rest of the nobles of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Interesting word for nobles. It also means holes or vacancies. But Chore Rashi says Kemosare. Chav Aleph. This is what Hashem said. Sorry, clapping the table, because this is it. This is the final word. Al HaKelim HaNosarim Beis Hashem, on all of the vessels, the holy Kelim, which remain in the Beis HaMikdash, Beis Melech Yehuda of Yerushalayim, in the king's palace, and Yerushalayim. We're repeating ourselves, because we broke the continuity in Pasuk Chaf. So now we return to the main subject. Chav Beis, finally, Bavela Yuva'u. They are all going to be brought to Bavel. There is no saving them. B'shama Yihu, and there they will be, in a museum somewhere, in Achashverosh's party closet, as we know. It's Purim time as we are learning this. Sorry for the beeping, the french fries are ready. Ad Yom Pakti Osam Um Hashem, until the day that I remember them, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ha'alisim v'hashivosim el hamakom hazeh, and I will bring them up and restore them to this place. Now, the Mefarshim will explain that when Koresh, Cyrus, brings the Kalim to Shesh Batzar, a prince of Yehuda who takes them back to Yehuda, but there it's only the silver and gold vessels, not the copper ones, not the more ordinary and lesser valued ones. Many of them are destroyed. So, you know, someday Indiana Jones will come. But until then, don't go crying for the return of something that's not meant to be returned to you. What have you done to deserve having the Kalim returned to you? And of course, the Kalim are empty without the Kedusha that the Kalim represent. You haven't earned the right to keep the Beis HaMikdash. You're crying over the Kalim that are gone. You still have a Beis HaMikdash. You should do everything you can to save it by submitting your neck to Nebuchadnezzar's yoke, by giving away your freedom in exchange for Avdus. Because Nebuchadnezzar at the moment is Eved Hashem. And if he is God's hand stretching forth, then we have to submit to it, much as it rankles us not to be in charge of our own country. Look at us now. Independent in Eretz Yisrael, completely sovereign, except when we're not. Completely independent, except when we depend on the United States and other countries for weapons. It's a fragile existence without Emunas Hashem behind it. And without the awareness that everything that happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision. Rabbi Beryl Wein has said that the most difficult of the Avos for us to understand and sometimes empathize with in our American Gullus is Yitzchak Avinu. Avram Avinu is outgoing and converts the masses to understand monotheism and God. Yaakov Avinu fights for everything and triumphs over Esav, at least temporarily, and undergoes a lot of suffering, but boy does he push back. Yitzchak Avinu sits passively and waits. And there are times when the Jewish people have to do that. And we like to think of the great heroes of the Holocaust being the Warsaw Ghetto who fought back. But they died the same way that all of the other Yidden who were brought into the gas chambers died. And they may have been passive, but they said Shema Yisrael as they went. And their Emuna made their sacrifice a true Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Akiva didn't try to suddenly stage a revolt. He supported Bar Kokhba, but he wasn't getting up and fighting back when they told him they were going to put him to death. It's a hard thing to accept passively the Gzera of Shamayim. And Yirmiyah is telling us that if we had accepted the Gzera of being just under a temporal leader temporarily, we could have kept the Beis HaMikdash. How long have we been davening for one? Think about Tisha B'Av coming way in the future in just a couple of months. So this is very hard advice to follow, but Yirmiyah is doing his best.